Well, I am so excited to introduce the speaker for our call this evening. The caller, or the speaker, is my sister, Ann Hill. And Ann has been building a very successful Mary Kay business for 21 years, is she?
22, going on 23.
Wow. But that has resulted in 10 consistent years of National Court of Sales recognition and 62 quarters of Star Consultant. Now that is exciting. 62 quarters. 30 of those quarters have been in the Emerald and Pearl categories. So that in itself is awesome, because that's almost half of her Star Consultant quarters have either been Pearl, Emerald, or the new Pearl category. So I'm sure you can imagine Anne's home and office full of beautiful prizes that she has won over the years. Anne is our current unit queen of sales, and every year she has been in Cindy Williams' top five consultants for Cindy's entire national area. Thousands and thousands and thousands of consultants, you guys. And Anne has even earned the title of queen. Yay! You all can say yay, and then I'm going to have
yay!
You mute yourself. All right. As of May this year, she was number two in Cindy's area. So June, of course, is the deciding month as to where she'll place at seminar in Cindy's Court of Sales and nationally. But I will tell you this. We do know that Anne has over 40,000 in sales this year. And the number one consultant last month was just maybe $500 or $600 away. So it's going to be close, you guys. I'm just so excited. So close. So we're going to go ahead and start with Anne. And Anne's going to share with us. And then at the very end, Diana Collins has some inspiration for us. So she will close out our call. So let's go ahead and mute your phones. All you need to do is push 6. That'll mute you out if you have any background noise. Everybody except for Anne, of course. Anne, don't mute yourself out. Okay, Anne, we're going to turn this over to you, and we're just excited. Everybody grab pen and paper so you can take down some notes, and we'll let Anne go ahead and get started.
Oh my gosh, Mary makes me sound so important. That's so much fun. I am honored that Mary asked me to talk about creating and keeping customers. And thank you, Mary. That was a wonderful honor. But I am blessed with over 400 customers. So I think that I do have a place that I'm coming from, and I am so happy to share with you some of what I've learned. One of the things I love most about Mary Kay is that we choose our level of activity, and we can have as many or as few customers as we want, and I appreciate that we're in control of that. But the fact that you've called in today suggests to me that you are interested in how to get some customers and how to keep them, and so I hope that gives me permission just to speak real frankly and tell you some of the definite yeses and some of the maybe things we shouldn't do as far as customer service. Well, think for a moment. What is a customer? I mean, that just sounds so obvious, and it is easy. It's someone who buys Mary Kay products from us. So to have customers, that means that we have to sell. And wouldn't you agree that selling encompasses all aspects of our business? First, we sell ourselves on the product. That's number one. And then we sell others on trying the product at facials or at classes. And then we sell them on having their friends try the products. And then we sell the product. Well, we know that the product actually sells itself. I love that, too, about Mary Kay. And then we sell people on the need to keep using the product. And then we sell them on the opportunity. So to have customers, we sell. And, of course, we know that a woman doesn't like to be sold to, but she does like to buy. And thus, we get our sales. But sales somehow, that word has somehow, it causes a mindset that's sometimes negative. For some reason, we're so afraid of selling. But sales really is an honorable profession. I am so proud to be in sales with such a great company. America was built by a combination of creative people inventing wonderful inventions and other business people going out and selling those inventions. The Industrial Revolution didn't come about without plenty of people to sell the ideas that those newfangled things were necessities. So America was built by creative people and people selling those creative things. I don't know why sales receive such a negative connotation. Maybe because there are so many people out there representing unstable and disreputable companies pushing products on us that we don't want or need. I know I personally have had occasion to want to hang up the phone on some hardcore salesperson who intrudes on my time and my privacy. And I have often been tempted to put an old soliciting sign on my front door. I really have. And so I know where that feeling's coming from. But I haven't always been that way. When I was about 4 years old, I thought sales was a cat's meow, or at least the Mickey Mouse, the Earth Boy. Mickey Mouse was just brand new back then, and sales was just like Mickey Mouse to me. I remember I couldn't wait until I was old enough to sell Girl Scout cookies. So unbeknownst to my mother, I actually went around my neighborhood in Cucamonga. Now really, ladies, Cucamonga, California. Now you know one of Mary's and my big secrets. But I went around the neighborhood with pen and paper in hand, and I asked all my neighbors to sign their names promising that they'd buy cookies for me when I was old enough to be a Girl Scout. I really did that. I guess that was a prelude to pre-profiling, maybe. But you see, my intentions were so honorable. I wanted to sell a product that I loved, cookies. And I knew that would make people happy. I'm just sure that the cookies would make them happy. And that's where it all came from. And then as I got older, I attached a stigma on that word salesman. And I was afraid to impose my product on other women. I got into Mary Kay because I absolutely loved those cute little trays and mirrors. And because my sister pushed two of my hot buttons. She was winning prizes, and she was traveling. So I got into Mary Kay, but I was really afraid to ask people to buy the product. Two things had to happen before I became comfortable telling women that I am a Mary Kay consultant. I became a believer of this awesome product. They were my cookies that would make other people happy. And I had to get myself out of the way. So those two things had to happen and did happen. So, do you believe in this product? Do you love it and use it consistently and exclusively? Do you cringe when you forget to take your cleansing gel or private spa body wash when you travel, and then you realize you have to shower with that sticky soap that makes you itch all night? Become familiar with all of our products. I suggest you take a product a day, read about it. On Mary Kay In Touch, I love that website. Read the box, read about it in the look, feel it, smell it. If there's a product you don't use, or maybe even a product that you don't like, find out what other consultants love about it. And that has happened to me several times. I thought that I didn't really like a certain product, and then I became educated about it and found some wonderful uses for it and became a believer, and that's when I started selling it. A product that I don't really need to use is acne treatment gel. Now, I know that I know all the details about acne treatment gel, but I just really haven't had to experience it. So, just a couple weeks ago, one of my customers came in, asked me if she could get a new acne treatment gel, and she said, I just love it. You know what? It dries out a zit overnight. And I thought, wow, I just hadn't thought about it doing that. And so, a couple days later, I gave a facial to a young bride. Her wedding was going to be in a couple of weeks, and she had some breakouts. And I was able to tell her. Now, one of my customers said that this actually dries her a pimple out overnight. Now, the company doesn't promote it that way, and I'm always careful to position products properly. So if the company doesn't say something about a product, but a customer does, I make sure that she knows that one of my clients are out in the field we've discovered, so that I'm not misquoting the company in any way. Now, if you say that you use TimeWise products for dry skin, I suggest that you just try the combination of oily products. The cleanser makes your skin feel so clean and fresh. If you have very dry skin, remember that that clean, fresh feeling might not be what you're looking for, but experience the feeling. If you have oily skin, then feel that soft, soothing, rich, the richness of our cleanser and moisturizer for normal to dry skin. And you might try it on your arms, because if you're putting it on your oily skin, you won't get the same feeling that you will if you put it on a drier part of your body. Imagine your skin baking out in that hot Arizona desert, turning hard and leathery. And then perhaps you can understand how wonderful those products will feel to women whose skin doesn't feel like she could sell the excess oil to help decrease the fuel prices. Our fragrances, our body care, our sunscreens. Play with new glamour looks using different color shades. Find more than one use for products. Powder is a good one for a multitude of glamour tricks. The more you know about the products, the more you use it and love it. The more you use it and love it, then the more you'll sell. And then, of course, next, you love yourself and get out of your own way. It is so dangerous to compare yourself to someone else. Self-doubt will sink you. There's always going to be someone who's smarter, more organized, prettier, in my case, probably taller and slim. But being more of any of those things does not mean being better. God doesn't make junk. You are beautiful in your own person with your own special talents. And that rejection thing, get over it. You've all heard the gum analogy, but it is so true. You offer someone a piece of gum. Really, are your feelings hurt because she doesn't want it? It has nothing to do with you. She doesn't want the gum. Think about what you can do for the other person and get the attention off yourself. So, I learned that to get customers, I had to use and love the product and then get myself out of the way so I could concentrate on each customer's needs. So now, how do you actually get those customers? Well, one of my favorite ways is to wear the Mary Kay pin. You can order it. You can order more of them on section 2. Put one by your watch because you wear your watch every day, so when you put on your watch, you see your pin and you remember to put it on your outfit for the day. In the winter, keep a second pin on your coat so it will always be visible. You might put a third pin in your car, so, oops, I forgot my Mary Kay pin. You've got it. You know, Mary Kay is a household word now, like Kleenex or Comet. So when people who are looking for consultants see your pin, you become that consultant, and that has happened to me numerous times. Somebody's consultant moved away. They've just moved here and are looking for a consultant. Their best friend loves the product that we have, our Sunless Tanning Lotion, and they've been looking for a Mary Kay consultant so that they can try it. So that pin is such a wonderful advertisement, and it does the work for you because Mary Kay is such a wonderful name now. It's so well-respected. Carry samples. Now, Cindy's always taught us to give sample gifts. And what woman can resist a free gift? I even love it when samples come in the mail. I mean, and I don't even use the glamour samples anymore, but it's so exciting to resist a free gift, or to get a free gift. It's so hard to resist it. I love the mascara samplers. Have you been using those? And, oh, the new Satin Hand samplers in the three-dimensional holder, they are so cute. I'm so excited about those. So I like to pull one out and say, if I give you a free sample, will you be willing to give me your honest opinion about it? That gives you an in to get back with her. I also use, I'm doing a consumer survey. Mary Kay has a new mascara out, etc. Or you can just say, I'd like to give you a gift. Have you had an opportunity yet to try Mary Kay's new mascara? Then I always hand you the current lookbook to go with it. Now, sometimes I'm giving a gift to somebody else's customer. And as you're talking, then you find out, do you know about Mary Kay? Oh, do you have a consultant? And that happened this year. I was in line at the grocery store. It was about 7:30 at night. There was a mother in front of me with two little girls, and something happened at the register, and it was taking the cashier forever to get through with a customer. And she's standing there. It was obvious that she had food for dinner, and she still had to go home and cook it. It was late at night, two little girls, and she's standing there trying. She was very, very polite, but you could tell that she was getting impatient. And so I just said to her, can I help make this waiting time a little better for you? I have a gift for you. And I handed her a mascara sampler. And she was so excited, and I said, you seem to know about Mary Kay. Do you have a consultant? And she said, yes, and she told me who. And I said, oh, well, I know that you're going to want to buy the full-size product from her. As soon as you try it, you're going to love it. I also went home the next day, called that consultant and said, I should have got her name, but she's tall, she has two little girls, her hair looks like this, and I think she's ready for a facial. So sometimes we're helping somebody else, but you know what? What goes around comes around. Don't ever be afraid to help somebody else. It comes around. We sow what we reap what we sow. Something that I've learned thanks to Regina Lockwood is to ask for help. I think it's the nature of our womanhood that we want to do for others, especially those of us in Mary Kay. We're such givers. We know that we're helping others when we give them a facial, when we give them hints and tips. We're letting them try with no obligation valuable product, the very best product available, and we love to pamper them. But often when we offer this pampering session, she says it sounds like fun and she'll have to do it sometime. Well, thanks to Regina, I learned to say, I need to do X number of faces this month. And is there any reason? You know the drill, but that's what I go through. Ladies, we're not alone in being of a giving, caring nature. Those same women who put off letting me pamper them had the facials to help me. One woman in particular was going through a medical crisis with both a husband and a daughter going out of town consistently. She needed product, and so when I delivered her reorder, I just mentioned that to her, thinking I would never ask her to have a facial right now. And she's already using the product, but I just mentioned to her I was trying to do so many faces. She booked a class right away. She wanted to help me. Well, I'm able to turn that around in my little brain, that yes, she's trying to help me, but that's how I get to help her, because she has the makeover for me, and then I'm helping her. I'm helping pamper her. I'm giving her some time off that she badly needs. I'm helping her choose more appropriate skincare. So we both end up having so much fun, and we both think we are, and we are, helping each other. So I love that we give, and that by giving, we're receiving, and vice versa. Now, so we have our customers, we've asked, we've had our pin, we've given samples, now to keep those customers. I'm a professional. I'm part-time Mary Kay by choice, but I'm committed to my part-time action. I love this opportunity with all my heart, and I'm so grateful that I can choose my level of activity. But I am so professional in that part-time. I give excellent service to my customers. I'm a woman of my word. So if I tell an out-of-town customer that I will get her product in the mail that day, I do. If I tell a customer that I will call her on Monday to see how her new products are working, I do. If I don't feel like holding a scheduled appointment, because life does get in the way. It gets in all of our ways. We all have our own crises. And I'm depressed or too busy in my other business, I still hold the appointment. So I'm always a professional, and my customers know that. They take me seriously because I take my business seriously. My customers call and ask me for skincare and glamour advice. They send friends to me who are looking for that kind of help. I use the words I recommend frequently. Those are powerful words. My customers listen up because they have learned to trust me, and they believe I know my stuff, and I do. And I never recommend something that I don't sincerely believe that she can use or want. I name drop. I say, I studied makeup artistry under Danton, or I learned this trick from famous makeup artist Robert Jones. I do that rather frequently. It makes me sound more professional. Now, I did actually go to a session with Danton. I've never met Robert Jones, but I've seen his videos and read his book, so I learned those tricks from him. And so I can name drop, and so can you. I keep a full inventory, and I rotate it often. My customers are the very first to hear about and receive the newest products. They never have to wait for product. Consultants, how much money are you losing when you don't place a minimum $400 wholesale order to receive a free bonus product? I never order less than $400 wholesale because I want the free product to make up for the shipping charge. And why pay $8.35 shipping for $180 worth of product when the same $8.35 would get you a whole truckload? Well, I exaggerate. I don't think any of us need a whole truckload at a time. But really, the more product that you can get for that $8.35, you're just making that much more money. When you learn to love and trust that product, then you'll know that it will sell. You will not have any fear of it staying on your shelf. You won't be afraid to buy it or to buy more than you need at the moment. Having it on the shelf is that motivational carrot. And you know, in Mary Kay, we spell carrot, K-A-R-A-T, but it's a motivational carrot to get us to move it off the shelves. And think about it. Do you think for one moment that if Maurice's runs out of the fun, latest fashion for the season, that they'd go over to Christopher Banks to see if they can borrow or trade? The company asks us not to borrow or trade anyway, so be a professional. Put the product on your shelves. Keep plugged in, and I really learned that this year. You know, I've always told my sister that, oh, you know, I don't need those meetings. And, ladies, I have chosen a lifestyle that doesn't allow me the time even for meetings. And it's a choice I make. We all make our choices. And I've always said, I'm so positive I don't need those meetings. I am a positive person. And I love life. And I love Mary Kay. I love what I do. I'm a positive person. But I have found that Cindy's Wednesday night conference calls work real well for me because I can listen to that and do something else. You would not believe how much more motivated I get, how much more excited, how much more positive I get. I love Mary's calls, and I try to get in on them Sunday nights, but Sunday nights with our family life sometimes doesn't work. The unit meetings and trainings, oh my gosh, you have those right there for you. That's something we don't have here. Take advantage. Keep plugged in. And, oh, our Mary Kay website, did you know that there's actually training videos on the website now? They're the coolest thing. You know, treat yourself to 15 minutes every 2 days or whatever time slot you can afford yourself. Go to that website and click on different areas. There are so many resources on it. I love that website. So there's so many ways with our Applause magazine and videos and CDs and meetings that we can stay plugged into the business. And that just helps me not only with my Mary Kay business, but it helps me with my other life choices too. Because Mary Kay works for 24/7 in our lives. The principles, the morals, the skills that we learn. And so do keep plugged in. I feel that regularly discounting our products makes them seem not as valuable. So I only give away full size or products or give discounts in the following circumstances. Hostess gifts, of course. As a bribe to get someone to come to a guest event or to hear about the opportunity or to book a class. And the third time that I use discounts is for birthdays. Mary and I grew up in a home where we were queen for the day on our birthday. Birthdays were so important to us, and I extend that to my customers. I want her to feel like queen of the day. I always send a birthday card. I give a birthday discount, and I give any one fragrance product a half price. Ladies, I've converted so many women to Mary Kay fragrances, and then they buy other things too, fragrance products that we have seasonally, because they've tried our perfume or cologne. Also, I have a birthday bag. If you're a brand new consultant, this isn't the right time for you to set up a birthday bag. But after you've been in for a long time, then you have preferred customer gifts.
This line is now muted.
Products that the company gives us with our orders. Discontinued product that I'm anxious to move off the shelf. There's a product that we had that I thought was going to be so hot because I loved it. And I don't know how it moved for you, but I bought tons of the blue and violet mascaras. I thought they were so much fun. Not everybody thought it felt the same way that I did. So, that kind of product goes in my birthday bag. And if a girl reorders in her birthday month, then she, I take the birthday bag and she gets to choose a gift out of it. And they sometimes it takes somebody half an hour to pick what she wants. But guess what? She can buy the other things because she was interested in so many. So there we go. I like to put a candy in every reorder bag, and our beautiful Gina Beck insists on Smarties. She loves to stick the Smarties in. I like to do seasonal, all those wonderful chocolates of the world that you can get at Costco at Christmas time. Chocolates in the cooler months, a real nice quality, just one. Also from Oriental Trader, I bought birthday mints. It's a little mint, and it says happy birthday on the little wrapper. Stick one of those in, if it's their birthday month, along with their chocolate. Smarties are good in the summer, or any kind of fun candy. Stick a candy in it, just adds a little something special. I've even gotten thank you notes for those. I mail the product and I pay the postage. I hate to lose my customers. When they move, I'm devastated because they've become my friends. And so I let them know that I will mail their product, that I pay for the postage, and so I really try to keep my customers. Also, I mail product to people I've never met because I have customers whose mother or sister lives in another town, and she converts her to Mary Kay, and I become the consultant. I love that. When a customer tells me that her family's going to Disneyland next week or her husband just had back surgery, then I keep a note of that, and that way I can ask her about the event or about how her husband's doing later, next time I see her. I cut pictures and newspaper articles out of the newspaper. And in the small towns, it's so much fun because our children are always being put in the paper. They're cute little pictures or neat little fun articles. And so there's a lot of times that my customers' pictures and articles are in the paper or their family members. And I cut those out and sent to them. I actually lost a customer last year. She was a regular customer, and I lost her for over a year. And then there was a picture of her with her cute little boy in the newspaper. And I cut it out, and I sent it to her. And she came in about 2 weeks later and thanked me so much for thinking to send that to her and bought all kinds of products. So she's back. And actually, that's not why. I'm so glad to get her back. But that's not why I sent the newspaper article. I really like her. I like her. I missed her. There was a lot more sincerity to it than just to get my customer back. And isn't that true? Don't we fall in love with our customers? They become our friends. I do get stood up with no-shows. We all do. I do have no-sale facials. And so when you've had 10 postponements in a row or a series of facials and classes with no sales, first of all, congratulate yourself. You are in the company of the big girls. You're in the company of our wonderful director, Mary, of our national sales directors, of all the top directors, because every one of them has gone through that too. So that means that you too can be one of the big girls if you've gone through that. But do realize that those directors found a way through those postponements and no-shows. They found a way to minimize them. So they have so much training for us consultants to learn. They have so much wisdom to give us. So we need to, again, once again, plug into those trainings and learn how we can close a sale, how we can coach so that we avoid those postponements. Now, if you're listening to this call and there's a calendar close by, will you look at it real quick? Find your calendar. Mine's a Mary Engelbreit. I just love her whimsical pages. Okay, let's see now. Do you see Sunday? Yep. There it is. That's today, Sunday. How about Thursday? Can you find Thursday? Yep, that's meeting night in Tucson, right? Am I right? Okay. Now we're looking for Sunday. S-O-M-E-D-A-Y. Can you find it? You know, someday, that's when we're going to That's when we're going to start finding our customers. That's when we're going to start giving better customer service someday. Oh, someday isn't there? Okay, well, look, flip the page. Maybe it's in July. Someday, S-O-M-E day. Is it there? Oh, shoot, it's not on mine either. You know what? For years, I've been looking for a calendar that has someday on it. I can't find someday. Okay, let's make our own someday. Let's make someday today. Today, put your Mary Kay pin on the clothes you've set out to wear tomorrow. Today, put your business cards in tomorrow's clothes pockets. Put some business cards in your purse. Today, find some samples, stick them in your purse. And then when tomorrow, Monday, is today, or someday, remember, when tomorrow is today, go out and take action, because you're all prepared. Cindy's 50th birthday is coming up, and she's asked us to honor her birthday to sell 50 items between now and Wednesday night when she has a conference call. Now, 50 items, 50 sounds like a big number, but think about it. 10 satin hands is 30 items. 2 miracle sets is 10 items. 10 combination of our new lip creams, oh, I love those, and that warm blush, awesome. 10 of a combination of our mascaras and lip creams, or 50 of a combination of mascara and lip creams. They're inexpensive, they're valuable, and they're easy to sell. Makes 50 items. You can make Cindy's birthday. Make someday today, every day this week, and you'll be on a roll for our new seminar year, which kicks off in just a week. Can you believe that? We'll be into the next seminar year. We've got to get that pump primed so that when we hit the new year, we're off and running. And I challenge you to be Mary's very first queen of sales in her new national area next year. Wouldn't that be a thrill to be her very first queen? But you know what? She's my sister, and I would like that honor too. And so I am going to make you run for your money. But don't forget, you know, while we're all running for that title, and oh, ladies, it is so much fun to be queen. It is so fun. While we're running for that title for next year, we're all making money, so we're all going to win. I don't know if Mary wants to open this up for questions. I know that Diana's got some